Hi guys, it is Violet Cloud again here. It is 3:18 a.m. I don't know what I'm doing up right now. I have work at 10 o'clock and I have to get up at like 8 or 8:30. And I'm here making notes because I did want to talk a little bit about sexuality and kind of have you guys make your own conclusions. And for the sake of this podcast and for something that I know about very intimately, I'm going to talk about bisexuality. There are a lot of stereotypes, and a lot of misconceptions and myths and stuff that monosexuals have on bisexuals. Now, obviously, I mean, if you think about it for a moment, you know what a monosexual is, although that's not a term that's used a lot by people who aren't bisexual or by people who aren't discussing bisexuality as opposed to other sexualities. And of course, monosexuality is referring to both gay people and lesbian people and straight people. And they're called monosexuals because they have a desire towards one particular body type or sex. Now, I'm gonna just address some of the myths and then give my response to them. One of them is that I think some of them are just not worth mentioning, really, or not worth really responding too long with. So I'll start with the really dumb ones. One is that, you know, bisexuality is like a transition phase for gayness or lesbianness or something like that. And the phenomenal thing about many of these myths really is that they come from both sides. They come from just monosexuals in general, just to kind of group them together. It's really amazing, actually. But anyway, yeah, okay, so the first one is that, you know, bisexuality is like a transition phase, and you're like on your way to gayness or some shit. There's so much that could be said about this, but honestly, it's bunk, like it's crap. Just for some people, it is. For a marginal, like, I think where that comes from is that a lot of gays and lesbians feel that when they were having such a hard time coming out, and at first it was, they kind of came to terms with that by being able to look at themselves and say, okay, I'm bisexual. Like, at least, you know, like, they tried to, or maybe they really did truly feel that they were bisexual until they came to a deeper realization of their own desires, or just kind of let go that baggage, and kind of let go, you know, that need to like assimilate to heterosexuality and heteronormativity or whatever it is. And then, so now that they're okay with their quote true sexuality or whatever, they feel that they can look out to people who are bisexual or who claim to be bisexual and say, okay, well, this is what it was for me, therefore it must be the same for you, and it must be a transition phase for you. Untrue. Untrue. And I don't think that's a fair, I mean, even if it winds up being a transition phase for them, like, what the fuck do you care? Like, unless if you're sleeping with them and then you get dumped for, you know, some of the opposite gender, then it's none of your business. Even so, it's still none of your business. You know what I mean? You got dumped. Chillax, you know? Anyway. Okay, so with that being addressed, what's the next one? Yeah, here's another dumb one. Bisexual people are more promiscuous than, you know, monosexuals. I mean, like, I don't even think, I mean, what the fuck? Like, we're people too. We're not animals, you know? Yeah, said we. You got it. Anyway, you know, I mean, you know, this kind of goes along with the thing that people feel like bisexuals have to be with both a man and a woman at the same time, otherwise they will not be satisfied. Bull, I'm sorry. Just like that might be a fantasy for some people or whatever, but it's just not happening. That's a different category. I mean, that's you could be bisexual and polyamorous, but you're not necessarily polyamorous if you're bisexual. That's number one. Number two, the promiscuity issue, like with, you know, some people being afraid, like, ooh, if I go out with a bisexual person, they're gonna like come out and tell me like, oh, I'm also dating, you know, some dude or some woman or whatever it is. Like, just come on, not true. Some people will, but they're assholes. They're bisexual and they're assholes. You know what I mean? Like, that's a different thing. And most bisexual people, for that reason, are very honest. You know, like they know that, or that, I don't know, maybe that's just what I feel like. Most bisexuals would feel that because of that stereotype, they're gonna be like extra honest. Or that's just what would make sense to me. Anyway, it's a sexual orientation. It's like, you know what I mean? Like it's not about having sex with many people or satisfying every damn desire you have at the same time. You know, like same thing for straight people or for gay people or whatever, like what have you. You're not, you know, like I could like blondes and I can like brunettes. Am I sleeping with both at the same time? No. You know, like, I mean, if you're straight or you're gay or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you're not satisfying all your desires at the same time. Same thing. All right, let me check the time on this. Oh, I'm good. Okay. What else? Well, you know what? That kind of feeds into, like, when people think that bisexuals, like both equally. And, excuse me, I see where some people, can think that. Because a lot of bisexuals do come out and say that, like, oh yeah, I'm equally attracted to both men and women. That's kind of just how they define it. And it's an easy way of like just saying it and getting people to kind of understand or know. But for the most part, I would say 90%, I would say, it's not actually true. Sometimes it fluctuates. Like Monday, I could be like, wow, like I'm really into like woman, like I'm really like vibing right now with just this female energy or whatever. And Tuesday, I mean, maybe it might not be that quick of a fluctuation or whatever, but Tuesday you might be like, dude, like digging these guys with beards right now. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's more of an acceptance towards different kinds of people. Oh, there's also another myth, and I struggle with calling it a myth because I don't know. I don't know. I just struggle with calling it a myth. There's this kind of myth that, you know, bisexuals don't care about bodies. Like we're some sort of ethereal kind of like spiritual beings that, you know, like we don't care. And a lot of bisexuals will say this too, and it's like, dude, you're creating a misconception. Like they would say like, oh, like I just connect with people on like a personal level. It doesn't matter what their bodies are or whatever. I'm like, bullshit. You know, like, you know someone is rat ass ugly and they have a great personality. Maybe you're not going to be attracted to that person. Regardless of what, you know, I mean, you have your preferences still. You know, you're not like, hey, as long as you're a warm body and you're alive, you know, like this. You know, we're not animals. Like, this is not like, let me just hump you because you can move, you know. I mean, there are still a set of preferences that you have, you know what I mean? Like, just because you're bisexual doesn't mean that you're gonna be all like, hey, you're a person and I kind of dig you. And you know, I mean, it could be, you know, but I think that in itself is a different category. And also there's plenty of bisexuals that do not like people who aren't attracted, rather, to people who are intersex or transgender or in some other way queer. Like there are a lot of people that like people of either gender that conform to those gender norms. You know what I mean? Like, some bisexual woman would not go out with a butch woman. You know? I mean, it happens, you know? So, anyway, so that's another thing. What else? Yeah, some bisexuals will say that, like, everyone's bisexual, and that people just don't understand that, you know, sexuality is a construction, and like they get like mad theoretical with it. And okay, admittedly, I'm kind of that type of person too. However, even though, I mean, I just don't like people that get in a tirade about it, because even though, you know, like we kind of recognize that, or some of us actually recognize that sexuality is more of a construction, it's more of exhibiting a set of behaviors and, you know, parts of a personality. It's still not something that, like, you can put on today and then take it off and then whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that loosey-goosey. It's not like I can, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna stop being straight. I'm gonna stop being straight. Now I'm gay. You know, or like, you know what? I'm gonna stop being straight. I'm gonna be bisexual now. It's not, I mean, it is in some ways a choice, but it's not a conscious choice. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with gender. I am performing a certain set of behaviors that are considered feminine, you know? Some of them might not completely conform to that idea of femininity, but in general, I can call myself a female. You know? And that is a construction. It's a set of behaviors that I'm performing, right? I mean, it's not like, hey, a vagina equals, you know, soft-spoken or likes makeup. It just doesn't make any sense. Those are a set of behaviors that have nothing to do with our bodies, right? Because look at drag queens. I mean, shit, they're better women than I am. Shit, you know? So, you know, again, it's a set of behaviors. So, but at the same time, it's not like I can wake up tomorrow morning or, you know, this morning, whatever, and then just decide that I'm gonna be a man today. I mean, something like that would take several years, decades even, to kind of deconstruct and then restructure another type of way of being and way of expressing gender, you know? And I think that's where a lot of genderqueer people are coming from, because it's kind of like, you know, fuck you, you know? Gender is like your problem, not mine, and I'm just gonna like be like this other entity, and I'm gonna like deconstruct, you know, my idea and your idea of gender, and I'm gonna fuck with you, and I'm gonna be fucking genderqueer. Like, here I am, you know? And that's so awesome. I can't necessarily do it myself, but that is, I just admire that so much. Like, that's hot. That's rock on, people, rock on. Anyway, what other types of, what other types of dumb myths are there about bisexuals? Oh, okay, this is one that comes from the gay community. Look, do not get me wrong, I love my gays. Love my gays. You know? It's GLBNT. A lot of times the B and the T get kind of lost, and it's more of like a GL type of thing. Where like the kind of invisible groups. Although, you know, transgender people are kind of coming up, which is great. But what was I even saying? Yeah. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that it's a community of queer or different people as far as sexuality and gender performance and all that sort of stuff are concerned. But yeah, anyway, even still, we're kind of like this invisible thing, and also it creates like a, kind of like a wall between us, because there are a lot of straight people that just don't like bisexual people, or don't like the idea of bisexuality, and for good reason. There are a lot of, like, kind of, what do they call them, like, heteroflexible people or whatever, that are just, like, gonna be bi or gay or whatever when they're drunk, or, they're gay for, like, four or five years of college, and then they graduate, and then they're, like, freaking white picket fence people, like, with their three kids and a dog or whatever, like, they kind of revert to, the lifestyle that's kind of prescribed for them by society. And, like, I get how straight people can be very wary of that. I get that, because it's kind of like, I mean, from their perspective, it must be like, okay, you're gonna, like, be like us when it's fun and, like, socially acceptable too, because you're young and, like, people think of it as a phase, and then you're just gonna leave when it's convenient for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a dress you put on and then take it off when you're tired of it. You know what I mean? Like, we live this shit. It's kind of like, in the early stages of, like, the, well, not early stages, but, like, when the sexual revolution and all that shit was, like, happening for the first time, and women would really start getting upset and offended by drag queens, because it's like, look, you can put on the dress and the makeup and shit and be all, like, happy when it's appropriate and when it's fun and when you're not gonna get knocked down, but we live this, and it's not all, like, glam and glitz and makeup. I think it's kind of the same thing. I think it's kind of like they feel it's like a, maybe a betrayal, or kind of a thing, like you're faking it just because it's socially, like, acceptable or something. So in that sense, I understand where some of them are coming from. But then there's this other argument. Well, I guess it's similar, similar in style, but there's this other argument that, they feel like bisexuals are just kind of sitting on the fence because it's gonna give them, like, access to heterosexual privilege or something. You know what I mean? Like they feel like, okay, bisexuals can be, like, validated because they can still have that male slash female type relationship or something, and society is gonna, like, give them the pat on the shoulder and be like, well, at least you're half, and you still have a chance of, like, having, a home in the suburbs with your man, your husband or your wife or what have you, blah blah blah, and whatnot, and then you could have your fun quietly with someone of the same gender, but, like, just marry and have children, procreate, and, make more workers for our society. I think that's really the perception, that bisexuals are just kind of, like, using, like, a half semi-queer identity or gay identity to, in order to still have access to the straight privilege, but still, partake in, their kind of gay desires. There's several things I want to say about that. On one hand, right, and I'm trying to be very understanding about this, on one hand, it could be true for many people. And also, yeah, like, when a bisexual person is in a heterosexual relationship, yeah, of course they get straight privilege. Of course, because they're a fucking straight couple at the time, yeah. I mean, it's, it just, it just happens, right? However, like, when they are coming out as bi in that relationship, saying, like, hey, like, I have these desires as well, Number one, being honest about the fact that, you don't make my world, like, which is kind of this, I don't know, I think it's kind of funny in the monosexual, or many not all, many monosexual relationships, it's kind of like there's this understood thing that I only have eyes for you, whatever. Whereas in a bisexual relationship, you're immediately confronted, your partner's immediately confronted with the fact that this person has a set of desires that don't encompass like me. Like I am not the whole of their, like I don't perfectly fit every single category that they are attracted to. So that's number one. That I mean, that's kind of a hard thing, and that's something that is not part of the straight privilege, quite obviously, because there's not this like glamorized notion of, you know, we're meant to be together forever and all that sort of stuff. Well, maybe not the forever part. I mean, of course, you know, we can have long standing relationships or lifelong relationships with someone, but there's still always that truth that's out there. Not truth, but it's out in the open that I'm a human being, I have desires and all that sort of stuff. It's something that's constantly on the forefront. That is if the person's being open about their bisexuality and not repressing it because of whatever reasons, right? So yeah, that's one. Number two, also coming out as bi, or rather like sharing their homosexual history, their and by homosexual history I mean like past relationships that were homosexual. By sharing that, a lot of, and this is, I'm talking about a heterosexual relationship, right? Like if a bi person is in a heterosexual relationship at the time and is telling the person like, yeah, you know, I had a relationship, my last relationship, for example, was with a woman. What is this other counterpart to the relationship confronted with, right? Again, that's breaking away from the straight privilege. That's putting something into the relationship that's like something that could potentially end the relationship, could potentially lead to like a lot of problems. I mean, I don't have to name them for you. You can imagine, right? What else? Also, we can discuss gender performance in this situation as well. I mean, in this in the bisexual context as well, because let's say, for example, what if you have an effeminate bisexual man, right? Now, I don't care, like, let's say if this effeminate bisexual man is in a straight relationship, or whatever, what have you, I guess it doesn't really matter. This person is still not conforming. No, okay, let's say that this effeminate bisexual man is in a relationship with a woman right now. That man is still not conforming to the right, or to the, you know, socially appropriate, or what society would deem as an appropriate gender performance. Do you see what I mean? I mean, I'm imagining him, you know, like going to get a beer or something at a bar, and people making fun of him, be like, "Look at that fag, look at that queer," or whatever. He can turn around and say, "Hey, you know, that wasn't what my girlfriend was saying last night," or whatever, and they will still rag on the guy because no matter, I mean, you could be with a woman. That's not what is being insulted. What's being insulted is how that person is performing their gender. That's really what someone is saying when they're doing gay bashing or whatever it is. That's really what they're saying. They're saying that you are not performing your gender as I or society or whatever deems appropriate. They're not saying, "Hey, ew, butt sex, that's weird," you know, like that's not what they're saying. So again, this is, you know, in that type of example, and the same thing could be said for women too. You could have like the most butch woman coming up at you like buzz cut, right? Business pants, you know, and whatnot, with the suit jacket and everything, coming up at you and talking about her boyfriend, and you will still go like, "Well, what's wrong with her?" you know, she is so butch or something wrong here. Oh my gosh, she's, you know, this, that, and the other. She will still be confronted with something that is, she will still be confronted with homophobia, regardless of the fact that she's in a straight relationship at the time. So this whole access to straight privilege thing is kind of bunk, you know. I mean, given different situations, but you know, if we're gonna generalize it's just, it's not the truth. TRUFF, right? It's not the truth, son. It's not the truth. Also, oh, I was just thinking of something. Had to do with my example of the butch woman coming out saying she had a boyfriend. Yeah, I think I lost it. That's not coming up. Something about her and straight privilege or something like that. Oh yeah, and you know, also, she could be hanging out at a lesbian bar and she could be like talking to her friend like, "Hey, so my boyfriend like didn't call me last night. What a douche." Yeah, her friends would be like, "The fuck are you, like, you, what?" You know? So again, that's, it's coming from both sides. You know, all the monosexuals come like together are kind of like, not ganging up on the bisexuals, but it's negative view, a different negative view, but both negative views on bisexuals. And because of that reason, it's just kind of baffling to me that people talk about this, you know, straight privilege thing, you know, that bisexuals have. Is it's just, you know, yes, in some contexts, especially if you conform to gender stereotypes, or sex stereotypes, but you know, that is clearly not always the case, especially with bisexuals, because there's such a wide range. You know, that's the other thing too. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. But, okay, what else? Yeah, another thing is that, I mean, I guess this isn't like a myth, right? But, no, actually, oh yes, okay, so another myth is like this kind of singular like bisexual identity thing. It's not like there's no such thing. I think most people understand this, right? Like there's no such thing as like one type of bisexual. Every bisexual, like, you know, performs their sexuality in this way. It just across the board, just untrue. I mean, there are a lot of different types of bisexual lately. The like heteroflexible type people I was talking about, and some are genuine. I hear it used sometimes, like from people who seem to be somewhat genuine. And these are people that I would think of as like a 5 on the Kinsey scale or something. No, wait, are there 2? I don't remember like if it was 1 or 6 that's gay or straight or whatever, but like they're like the next thing from straight, right? Like they're like, if 6 is gay, no, if 6 is straight, they're like 5 or like 5 and like 4.5 or something like that. So that's what I consider the valid form of heteroflexible. And then of course the other one, the other heteroflexible are like, you know, they're at a frat party and they're drunk, or like, you know, girls gone wild type of bullshit, but whatever, or like, you know, gay for pay type, or whatever. Then, you know, there's the queers, I talked about them, you know, and then the pansexuals, which is just, I think it's kind of a wonderful title, a wonderful concept. I kind of subscribed to that for a while, but it's, I don't know. That's another voice post. Yeah, it's not that I'm skeptical about it or anything like that. I totally understand. I totally like, yeah, like I'm so there, but at the same time, it's like all semantics in a way. I don't know. But anyway, that is a whole other voice post. I'll probably do a voice post on that. And et cetera, you know, like there's many different types of bisexuals and their identity. Again, if we can refer back to the Kinsey scale, it's like one is gay and six is straight or whatever. Like, there's like two through five, dude. I think six is like not a good number. Like, it should be like 20 or something, because there's so many like permutations of bisexuality, and it's insane. Anyway, okay. So, oh, the other thing I wanted to kind of talk about, since we're talking about myths, I kind of want to clear something up. There's no myth about this, really. There's just kind of something that people don't quite understand, and it's the whole coming out thing. Now, this idea could be applied to homosexuality as well, but I'm going to speak of it specifically in terms of bisexuality and what they have to go through. Like, coming out as bi is like, I mean, they still suffer from invisibility, right? So coming out means constantly like explaining, proving, reaffirming, battling skepticism and prejudice from both sides for all those reasons I mentioned before. And you're constantly hit with biphobia, heteronormativity, monosexualism, like all these different things, and you and just the ignorance of people, because it's such an like an invisible kind of thing that people don't quite get a grasp on. And we're not like, picket signs like running up and down the street like, "Hey, we're bi, hi." I don't know, there's no rhyme for that. It's easier to say we're here, we're queer, right? But anyway, yeah, so it's, you know what I mean? It's, I mean, I was at the Gay Pride Parade this past summer, and in New York fucking City, and there was like one or two floats for bisexuals. Like, it was nuts, At the same time, I don't think that, I don't know if it's like a bisexual thing, like something is part of our personality or something, that it's not like this whole like rallying cry to be like, visible. There are for some people, but it's not as like serious, as the gays are. They're like freaking out there, which is amazing because they're helping us, right? But yeah, I don't know about that, because I'm not out there like either, so like I'm not like, "Hey, except for things like this, and of course talking to my friends and kind of educating them, which I think is a strong thing to do, I think, or like a good thing to do. But am I like out changing laws? No. So I don't know. But yeah, so a lot of people don't kind of understand that coming out, number one, it's not like a process, because you're not like ending up somewhere. Like, there's this kind of like fake promise that is given out with this whole concept of coming out. And like, everyone's like, "Yeah, come out, come out, come out." Number one, doesn't that kind of affirm that there is something to come out from, like you're in the shadows lurking? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, by coming out, by coming out, by coming out, it's kind of reaffirming the fact that there's a closet there. You know what I mean? And it's kind of separating people too, like, "Well, I'm out and you're not, therefore I'm like officially," or whatever. A lot of people really do think that way. It's kind of sad. So yeah, but anyway, that kind of like false promise, right? That like, "Oh, you're gonna come out and everything's gonna be fine, you're gonna have this big weight lifting on your shoulder." Yeah, until you come out to the next person and the next person, and then it's not like just coming out, like you are continually, especially for bisexuals, I think you are continually faced with explaining it or validating it somehow so that the other person understands, or reaffirming it, And then you get the people that are like, oh, you're just going through a phase. And you would think, like, hey, our buddies in queerness, like the gays, would be like, yeah, man, yeah, it's cool, whatever. Like, hey, I've been there too. I understand, you know, not everyone understands and blah, blah, blah. No, there's a lot of, and believe me, there are a lot of them that are so supportive, like, you will not believe. But there are a significant amount of them that will tell you, oh, I was there too, hon. It's a transition. Yeah, you're just confused. You're fence sitting. Why don't you just come out as gay? Like, come on, you know, come to the dark side, whatever. You know, and it's like, dude, like, I'm not telling you to be bi. Don't tell me to fucking be gay. Like, you know, same thing with straight people. Like, dude, you know, this is not like a phase type of thing. You know, I've known since I was fucking 12. It's not happening. Like, that's what, that's 11 years or whatever it is, 11, 12 years or whatever. I mean, how long can a phase fucking be? You know, sorry. You know, and as a matter of fact, you know, if I could speak for myself, like, I thought I was a lesbian. You know, it was kind of like one day I was thinking about something, like somebody that I had, some celebrity crush that I had, that I will not tell you, because that's embarrassing, and I still have a crush on this person. It's ridiculous, but anyway, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gay, yeah, and I didn't think too much of it. I mean, it was kind of just like, I was still a kid, and I was like, well, you know, nothing's gonna happen with that anyway, like, until I'm out of the house or whatever, so, like, what's the use worrying about it? And I was like, wow, yeah, I'm gay. And then I saw this, like, really hot guy that I was into, and I was like, wait, what? So, did a internet search or something like that, and blogs or something, and, you know, I found this word, bisexual, and I just felt so liberated. I was like, oh, okay, I have a name. All right, I'm good, I'm okay, whatever, I'm fine. And then I kind of just settled into it. And it just made sense for me. And it does make sense for a lot of other people. And that's, I guess, why I don't understand where people just don't get a lot of it. And that's their problem, I guess. But whatever. There is another topic I wanted to talk about, actually. I have, like, a set of post-its. I should just get a notebook for this sort of thing, but I got, like, a pack of, like, six post-it blocks for $1. Like, post-it, like, official post-it, not, like, you know, Stamp-Its or what's another bootleg brand of post-its? Like, Tape-Its or whatever. Like, there were post-its, and I was like, what, $1? So I grabbed them. Anyway, yeah, another thing that I wanted to talk about is the concept of identity, like sexuality as an identity. Like, I am blank. You know, like, it's some innate, natural, organic thing that is part of, like, almost your genetic makeup, and it's, you know, you're destined to be blank. Right? You know, like, what is identity? Things like that. I don't like that. I mean, like, on one hand, right, don't know, on one hand, it kind of gives you, like, it kind of rallies people together, to represent themselves, either, like, it could be politically, or, you know, stamp, like, cutting out a little space in society that's all for yourself and people like you and everything, and I get that, and I think that that's something that's needed, like, it's a necessary kind of thing, but it's false to think of it that way, I think. Because number one, again, like I was saying earlier, much earlier, Christ, how long is this? Like I was saying much earlier, it's a lot to do with a construction, society, how we're in, what certain ideals of how things should be and things should be expressed are implanted in us, right? But let me not get into that as right now. But anyway, it just kind of, I mean, furthermore, right, it just kind of like creates these categories that can be regulated, you know? I mean, think of what happens within these communities as well, within these groups. It's like, okay, are you a proper lesbian? What kind of lesbian are you? You know? You know, you're too macho to be a gay man. You know? And it just further categorizes people. And like, where do these categories fucking end? Like, I mean, everybody is different. Everyone's gonna express themselves in a different way. And I'm not saying that, you know, there's no use for these titles, you know, gay, straight, bi, lesbian, pansexual, whatever. I'm not saying that there's no use for them. Obviously there is, you know, politically, culturally, and even just for ourselves, right? Because we have this kind of need to say, I am blank. You know, this need to feel like you're part of something, to feel like you have some grasp of yourself, because shit, like you can't grasp everything out there in the world, but at the very least, it's satisfying to get a grasp on yourself and like kind of define yourself, right? But again, at the same time, it's like it's creating so many other categories. So I don't know. I don't know. So that's another thing I'm struggling with, the concept of identity and being, you know. Yeah. What else do I want to say? Yeah. So yeah, again, the identity thing. I mean, it's not like, don't know. It relates to the whole like coming out thing, I think. That, I mean, basically you're going to keep, like, if you continue with this concept of coming out and like it's this necessary thing, everyone needs to fucking know I'm gay, like I fucking suck dick or whatever, you know. Oh God, I'm getting so loose. But you know, it's just the constant coming out until you either just stop caring and let people figure it out on their own, or you know, you just wear a t-shirt that says I'm fucking gay, or you just die. You know, like it's, or, you know, on the flip side of the coin, or you just, like, do you, or, I don't know, like, it's kind of hard to say that, too, because it's not like you can just do you, you know, it's like, when people do find out, quote, find out, and they're gonna question, and this, and that, so, I mean, you're almost forced to, come out, but then that's them also reinforcing that you are different. You have to explain to me your difference because I am not like you. I am part of, you know, the normal set of this or that or whatever, and you have to explain yourself. You have to make sense of yourself for my sake, because I need to know where you fit in society. Not only that, where do you fit in your own little group? You know, how are you subcategorized as well? I need to be able to sum you up, and if I can't by looking at you, then you're dangerous or you're whatever. And I think that's a lot of what the queer, genderqueer people go through. I mean, they must. Like, there's no possible way that they don't get that. You know, like, what are you? Oh my God, you're creepy. You're like this shady, insidious character. I cannot deal with you. Go away. You know, what are you? You know? I mean, like, I'm thinking of, I don't know if you've all read the Canterbury Tales. There's this one character in there. Oh fuck, if I know what his name is. The Miller, I believe. I don't know. It's one of them, and like he's kind of ambiguous. Like he's got this long, like blonde hair, and he acts really weird. And everyone's like, "Is he gay?" And I don't know. Like, what is he? And he's like this mysterious character. And there's so much anxiety and so much paper written just about that one character that, in our modern context, we would say a man's fucking queer. Like he's just playing with gender, or he's, you just don't know what this guy is, and even by the clothes he wears, everyone's like, what, you know, And that just kind of goes a long way to show how when you cannot categorize someone like from the get, you have some sort of anxiety. And it's almost a natural kind of protective instinct that we have, I think. But we need to examine that a little bit. We really need to ask where that's coming from. You know, what kind of power struggle is going on within ourselves and within how we relate to other people and within society as well. Yeah, we really need to look at that and see how that's working and how we can change that, because that's something that needs to be changed. You know what I mean? Yeah, that and all everything I've been talking about, those are things that needs to be changed, that need to be changed, like ASAP. But that's not gonna happen. So I'm kind of cynical about that, you know, 'cause how can they happen? You know, it has to be on an individual basis, an individual day by day, moment by moment basis. Because even me myself, I'm talking all this or whatever, I'm gonna see someone down the street that I'm like, what the fuck gender is that person? Like, what's in their pants? You know, like sometimes I find myself not saying it that bluntly in my head, but really, like, that's what the game you're playing with yourself is. And I live in New York fucking City. I see this all the time. Sometimes I'm like, what is that? You know? And not in that tone, of course. Sometimes it's like, ooh, I don't care what that is. I want it, you know? And other times it's like, Yeah. And other times it's like, oh, that's gotta be a boy. Right? Or like, wow, that's a really, really pretty boy. Boy. Or, damn, she foxy. You know, looks like a dude, but whatever. You know, or whatever have you, what have you. But there's still that kind of need to categorize by sex, by gender, by sexuality, by everything. Yeah. So, okay, this has been another episode of blathering on nonsensically about random issues that have no bearing on your life. I hope you've enjoyed it anyway. Okay, so I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.